This is Chione Sojani. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Wednesday, April 13, 2016. President Robert Mugabe says banks don't fall under Zimbabwe's controversial program as per the country's banking regulations. Zimbabwean police have advised the MDCT to shelve public protests tomorrow over missing diamond proceeds. Central Bank Governor John Manguja attends the annual IMF World Bank meeting with Zimbabwe, seeking new lines of credit from the international finance institutions. Youth say they need a big stake in Zimbabwe's political processes in order to benefit from the country's black majority rule. In the Diaspora Forum, we'll be featuring Zimbabwe clergy, Pastor Letina, who is also a lecturer at Boston University in USA. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our hosts Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube will be talking about Zimbabwe's indigenization program. President Mugabe says the program does not include finance institutions. Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. Stay tuned. Studio 7 will be giving out solar-powered radios for our lucky winners. Simply invite 10 friends to join our VOA Studio 7 Facebook page. Ask them to like our page. Keep their names so we can verify your claim. We are also running a daily competition for lucky winners. You only need to answer a simple question about Zimbabwe's independence. Who was Zimbabwe's first vice president? The draw will be conducted on the 18th of April. Don't be left out.